tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And today we're going to rejoice as you dig into Luke chapter. Where were you yesterday?
Luke chapter 15.
Mm-hmm. We got to dig into Luke chapter 15 and this beautiful morning.
All this week we're talking about a new road, a new year. A new road, a new year. So we must know what God has for us. We must believe what God has for us. And we must take possession of all that God has for us. So we're in Luke chapter 15, and let's start at verse 27. And he said to him,
yes,
your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. So this is the parable or the story of the prodigal son. So a lot of times we focus on the prodigal son, the
yes,
one who took his inheritance. He knew what he was entitled to.
Yeah.
He took it, and then he went out, and he did not steward it well.
Yeah, he wasted it. He squandered it.
And a lot of times we focus on him, but there was another brother, and that's what the focus of these verses is about. Verse 29, so he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
See, that's the most powerful lesson right there. Most powerful truth right there. One, this young man at home doing everything that he knows he should do and was doing them right. But he didn't know his possession. He didn't know what God has given unto him. How many of us are serving God and not knowing what God has given us? That's why all through this month, we're saying you must go on the road that God has for you. New year, new road. Get off that road of complacency. Get off that road of complaining. Quit complaining and get under the correct road. The road that leads to life, the road that leads to everything that pertains to life and godliness, everything that is good. God has that road. Some of us, God is saying, here's the road, here's the road, here's the road. And we're serving God, and he's saying that, here's the road, here's the road, but we're not going on it. Like he says to Abraham, Abraham, walk in it, get familiar with it. The whole road, he says, the entire breadth of it. Sometimes we started and stopped. Here, we need to go all the way in 2023. So the oldest son was mad with his younger brother because he says he didn't deserve a feast because of what he did. He didn't want to extend grace and mercy towards his brother. Why? Because he didn't know what he got. If he knew what he got, he would quickly extend grace and mercy.
He was holding a grudge.
Yes.
And a lot of times we miss it because we are holding a grudge. Our blessing is right there, and we are holding a grudge. We refuse to do the things that we know that we should be doing. We're just holding a grudge, trying to spite somebody when really we're only spiting ourselves. He refers to his brother, to his father, as this son of yours. So he's not even relating to him as a brother in the brotherhood anymore. He tells his father, this son of yours.
Yeah.
He's judging. He's pointing the finger at his brother and the lifestyle of his brother. But at this point, his brother had repented. His brother had returned back into the covenant place with the Father.
Right.
And the brother is refusing to extend grace and mercy to his own brother. And he's holding a grudge. The father's talking to him. The father, it says he's pleading with him.
With him.
His father came out and pleaded with him. He was urging him. He was showing him, look, nothing is being withheld from you. Everything that I have is yours. Your brother, he took what was his.
Yeah.
He might not have did everything right with it.
He took your share.
He didn't take your share. You still have a portion. What's for you is for you.
Yeah. That is so cool. As you read it this morning with us, you know, and out there in Radio Land or tune in this morning to share in our devotional study this morning. In the truth here, the father is pleading with him and said, no. He didn't took anything that is yours. He didn't take your portion. He didn't take anything. He took what was his. Because all that I have here, look at it, is yours. So why get mad? Why get mad? Because he didn't know. He didn't know. When we don't know, we walk in darkness, the Bible says. When we don't know, we haven't seen the light. When we see the light, we shine. When we don't see the light, we in darkness, we stumble. And there come envy and strife and backbiting and all of that. Because we are in darkness. Well, this year, 2023, I'm begging you, I am imploring you, I am encouraging you, let's walk in the light. Let's get on the new road. Let's walk in the light and in the glory and in the grace of Almighty God, according to Psalms 84. Know this year, that God has given you grace and glory. Know this. This is a fact, not a feeling. It's a fact. That he has given you two things, grace and glory. You have those two. And those two attributes will make you do the impossible. With God, all things are possible. Therefore, he graced you to do the impossible. How? With grace and with glory.
The question we have to ask ourselves is, do we know what we have?
Yes.
Do you know what you have? Are you familiar with what you have? When Abram was told to arise, to go walk the land, to become familiar with it, because there were things coming, descendants, that couldn't even be counted, as the multitude of the sand cannot be counted. There were things coming, so he had to get familiar with the newness of the land. He had to become familiar. God has already given it onto us, so we have to become familiar with the things of God. This son was not familiar with what was available to him. If he was familiar with it, he would have accessed it, but he didn't. There was a separation for some reason or the other. He didn't fully maximize his position. He was too focused on other people. He was too focused on being judgmental of other people instead of maximizing what he had. Do you know what you have this morning? That's the meditation point. Do you know what you have? What do we need to become more familiar with? What do we need to arise and walk through so that we're able then to take what God has given onto us? You know, I know somebody where they have a friend that had took possession of a property and it was just left. So there were things that were in it. And he walked in there and he noticed things that were in his career line. You know, he knew the value of those things in there. And the other person didn't realize what was in there. So when you are familiar with a certain area or a certain vocation or a certain hobby, when you see things, they're more meaningful to you because you're familiar. You know the value of them. You know how to maximize them, where somebody else might just walk past. It's not interesting. They don't engage. They don't know. But when you become familiar with something, then you know the value of it. And then you're able to receive the maximum return off that thing. So the other people walked by it. So they're not going to receive any return off of it. They don't even know what it is, let alone how to use it and make it profitable. But the person who was familiar with it is then able to take possession of it, to be able to use it and to be able to maximize it to continually bring forth a return while the other people just walk by because they weren't familiar with it. So we have to become familiar with the thing. We have to be willing to take that new road in order to maximize, to get a return on the things that God has freely given unto us.
All right. That is such a powerful thought this morning. And I have to center upon that word right there. I need to maximize. That's the word there. This word, maximize it. Maximize what God has given unto me in its totality, Diana. I am going to find out what God has for me and maximize it in its totality. Knowing this, that according to Psalms 84, verse 11, that I have the grace to do so. See here, not a feeling now, Dad. I have the grace to do so. I have the glory of God to do so. And backed up in Isaiah chapter 60, let's look at Isaiah 60, verse 1. Because we do not move by our feeling. Can't serve God with your feeling. Because if you serve God with your feeling, you're not going to make it. Because my feeling is like the weather. It's subject to change. Mm-hmm. I feel good, then I don't feel good. I love God, then I don't feel like I love God. I had to serve God by knowing. And knowing is knowing the word. Yes.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you.
Yes. So I can, this is knowing. Why am I going to rise up? Because the glory is on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why am I shining? Mm-hmm. Because the glory is on me. The glory of what? The glory of God. The glory of God is the presence of God. God's glory is his presence. And I have the presence of God. And once I have the presence of God with me, I can now do all things. Mm-hmm. With God, nothing is impossible. Possible. So that's why I can rise up and shine. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
The glory of God, it's the light of God.
Yes.
So it's able to show us what to do. It's able to show us how to maximize what we already have. And when we talk about the son, the older son, he had the position. He already had the what was needed. It was already been assigned for him, but he did not maximize it. He did not realize what he had. Instead, he lived a life of holding a grudge. Instead, he was feeling like he didn't have, like he wasn't good enough. He allowed those deterrents to keep him out of the maximizing what was already his. So we have a whole bunch of benefits in our salvation package. So all of our talents, all of our resources, all of the totality of us, we have to sow into our salvation, into the things of God. Because if it's not of God, then it's of the world, it's of the enemy. So we have to sow every good thing that God has given us into our salvation. That's why David says, return to me the joy of your salvation, the joy of salvation, the provision of salvation. All things are there, ready to spring forth from the place of your salvation. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.